Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, Scott Spears, along with you, Getaway Friday, January 22nd, 2021, 1-22-21, 15 and a half minutes past the hour, and today it's just you and me on the toll-free line for the next 3 hours. We've had a lot of great guests this week, Phil Donahue, Nan Whaley, Heloise, Michelle was in here on Tuesday, Tracy Kinsler was on this week, Marion County Health Commissioner. So we've had a lot of great guests and really haven't had much of a chance to talk, and it's been a busy week with the inauguration and people getting the vaccinations and all kinds of stuff going on. So I thought we'd just talk today and also try to get some Family Feud in, because we haven't had a whole lot of time for that lately. There's been so much going on. I do want to remind everybody that the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker will be on today from 11:10 a.m. until 12 p.m., and then the Exchange Club will be on today from 12:10 until 1 p.m. Now, the Exchange Club today could be interesting, because I think we're going to have the panel together again. I think, as I understand it, and heavens knows I could be wrong, but I think Abby and Michelle are going to be in here again today, and possibly Michelle's son, Dawson. But even if Dawson's not able to make it, Abby and Michelle are supposed to be in here. Now, here's the thing, and I don't like to bring this up because we're past the point of no return on this. But when this was set up, I think on Tuesday, this was all set up, that this was going to happen when Michelle was in here on Tuesday. Abby said, I'm going to bring something on Friday. And I think she even said, do you want breakfast or do you want lunch? A breakfast or lunch item. So I assume she was going to home make something. Now, I don't know if that ever got done. And it's no big deal if it did or did not get done. But that's where we stand right now. But we will be talking about the week that was, probably a little bit about the inauguration, probably a little more about the vaccine, because we had a really good conversation the last time we were on about the vaccine that I thought was interesting, because when you get to Michelle and Abby's age, you probably worry about things like the vaccine. So we'll talk with them, and if Dawson's here, I believe he's only 18, maybe 19. I'm not sure when his birthday falls, but he will have a lot to say as well. He's a very opinionated, smart kid. So, isn't it awful when you get old enough to where you can start calling people kid? You know, when you're a kid, you don't call people kid. But then you get a little older and you say, hey, he's a nice kid, she's a nice kid. That's a sign of old age, I think. But that'll happen at noon today, and you won't want to miss that. And then, of course, I'll be on tonight with Angie Evers from 8 till 9. No, 8 till 10. If I ever got the times right, I'd be a more professional host. I really have to show up to rehearsal here in the morning. Well, I'll tell you why I'm a little thrown off this morning. Here's what happened this morning. And this is of no fault of my favorite fast food place where I get my drink in the morning. But they were packed this morning. I don't know what was going on today. I don't know if it was go to McDonald's Friday. And I can say this because they don't give me any money. They don't give me any money. They don't give me anything free. They don't sponsor the radio station. So, you know, at this point, I can say whatever I want to about McDonald's. But they were packed. I was actually, when I pulled in there this morning, the east location of McDonald's out in front of Walmart, I was backed up to the turn-in. which is quite a ways at that location. That's how long the line was this morning. I could not even really turn in to McDonald's. When I tried to turn in, I was still kind of partially out in the turn lane. So that's how busy they were this morning, so it's good. Business was good for them. And they did move pretty quickly. I mean, I got through the line in probably 8 to 10 minutes. It didn't seem like I was in the line a long time, but they certainly had a long line this morning, so good for them. And you know what? I'm an observer of things. And you know what I observed this morning as I was going through the line? Is that, of course, people are on their phones and they don't move when the line moves, which I think is just a terminal thing in the times we live in now. But most people who go through the line at McDonald's in the morning don't seem to be getting food. Now, I don't know if that's the majority, but it seems to me like most people are getting the big iced coffees, or they're getting the sodas, or they're getting the teas. It doesn't look like they're ordering a whole lot of food because the cars are moving really fast. And I just don't see a lot of food being passed through the window. I see those big iced coffees coming through the windows. What are those? Frappuccinos? Is that what they call them at McDonald's? Has anybody ever had one of these? Because I'm not a coffee drinker, and I'm not even really a hot chocolate drinker. I like a warm tea. I'm not all that big on cold tea, iced tea. It's okay. It's not my favorite thing in the world. But how are these Frappuccinos at McDonald's? Because they're going through the window all the time. And I've never had one. And I don't really want to order one because I'm not sure that I would like it because I'm not a coffee person. But a lot of people have said these don't even taste like coffee. So has anybody, and correct me if I'm wrong, if it's not called a Frappuccino, I think that's what it's called. And I'm not even sure what Frappuccino means. What does Frappuccino mean? I know in Spanish, leche is milk. But I don't know what Frappa... Is Chino coffee? But I don't know what a Frappuccino would be. Does anybody know what a Frappuccino is? Or what's in a Frappuccino? Or how they taste? If you have any thoughts on this, give me a buzz. I'd be interested to know, because I might get adventurous one morning and actually try one of these things. Toll-free line is open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What does a Frappuccino taste like? I don't know if I would like it, again, because I'm not a big coffee person, but also because I'm not a big sugar person. I think that's why I'm not a big fan of hot chocolate. I can drink hot chocolate occasionally, but it's not my favorite thing because it tastes very sugary. It's one of the reasons I really don't like candy. I can have candy every so often, a candy bar here and there, but candy to me just tastes awful sweet. And it's different than a pie or a cake. So, I don't know. So, what does the Frappuccino taste like? And what does it mean? What does Frappuccino mean? Is it a Frappuccino or a Frappe? And who has the best one in town? There's a question for you. Is it McDonald's? Heaven knows I see a lot of people lined up there in the morning. But I assume other businesses probably sell these in Marion. Especially on 95. That's the road I travel down in the morning. So where is the best place to go for one of these things on Route 95? Because we all know on Route 95, of course, we have McDonald's, which does it. But then we have the all-powerful, all-culture-conscious Starbucks. I assume they probably sell something like that. But you probably have to mortgage your house to have it. Well, I know we have Tim Hortons, which is, a coffee-ish place, a donut place. Of course, we have Dunkin', which is a kind of a coffee-ish place. I'm trying to think if we have any other coffee spots on Route 95. I think those would probably be the popular ones. Starbucks, McDonald's, Dunkin', Tim Hortons. I think those are I can't think of any others. There might be some other ones. But anyway, where is the best Frappuccino or Frappe or whatever it's called? And what does that word mean? I mean, we order this stuff all the time. I'm big into words, and we're going to get into another word here in a second this morning that came up last night at a dinner I was at. And it's a funny word, and I actually learned something last night about this word. And it's a word we use all the time. But what is frappe? Is that Spanish? Is that French? Is that German? It seems to me like it would be more of a French word. But I don't know. What is a frappe? Does anybody know? Does anybody know what's in those things, or do we just drink them? They look like coffee. You know, they have the appearance of coffee, but I'm guessing they don't taste like coffee. They're kind of light brown. Like, they look like coffee with milk in it. That's what they look like. But I'm guessing that's not what they taste like. So again, who has the best frappe or specialized coffee, iced coffee, on Route 95, and what exactly is in that? Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. Now, before I get to the word thing that I want to talk about this morning, I'm just going to talk a little bit about the inauguration of President Joe Biden and then move on past this, because I find this very interesting. Now, 4 years ago, I put up 4 years ago to the day, January 20th, 2017, was the day that President Donald Trump was sworn in. Now, here's what I wrote on that day. And I made this. This was a post I put up on social media, by the way. Here's what I wrote. And I went back and pulled this word for word. This was my quote back on January 20th, 2017. The day that Donald Trump was sworn in. And this was what I put. Okay, I know it's controversial today, and I know a lot of people are angry, and it's understandable because of the unexpected, extraordinary circumstances surrounding this election. If Hillary Clinton is attending, that says something about the character of this country. But today, President Donald Trump will be sworn in, and whether you like him or hate him, give him today. It's amazing that he has become president, just like all of the other presidents. Dissent is fine, and start tonight, start tomorrow, if that's what you choose to do. But today, give this man his due and his day. And say, enjoy your amazing day, Donald Trump, and congratulations. Do well by all of us Americans. And by the way, that is what we are, Americans. Sometimes I think we forget that. President Trump, Godspeed. Now that's what I wrote on January 20th, 2017. And I put that on Facebook. Now here's what I wrote the other day, January 20th, 2021. Here's what I wrote. Okay, I know it's controversial today, and I know people are angry, and it's understandable because of the unexpected, extraordinary circumstances surrounding this election. If Mike Pence is attending, that says something about the character of our country. But today, President Joe Biden will be sworn in, and whether you like him or hate him, give him today. It's amazing that he has become president just like all of the other presidents. Dissent is fine, and start tonight, start tomorrow, if that's what you choose to do, but today give this man his due and his day, and say enjoy your amazing day, Joe Biden, and congratulations, do well by all of us Americans, and that's what we are, Americans. Sometimes I think we forget that. President Biden, Godspeed. Okay, that's what my post was from Wednesday, January 20th. I put the post up from 4 years ago saying nearly word for word the exact same thing about Donald Trump, and then saying the same thing about Joe Biden, because I think that that's what we should do. A little less criticism, a little more Americanism, and the comments I got on this, I'm looking at it here. 1, 2, 3, 4 are just completely negative about Joe Biden. So the people who read that didn't even like that, I guess. But here's the shining light. I was in the grocery store yesterday, and somebody walked up to me and said, basically, I want to let you know I read your post about the election, about the inauguration, and I really enjoyed it. I felt it was profound. Now, I don't think it's profound, but I'm glad somebody enjoyed it. But I don't know how somebody can get angry. Well, and maybe they're not angry about the post, and maybe they're not angry at me, and I don't think these people were. But my goodness, right out of the bat, we're already angry and critical, and I really don't understand that. I didn't understand it if it was happening 4 years ago when President Trump took office. I didn't understand it 16 years ago or 12 years ago or whatever it was now when President Obama took office. I don't know why. Again, we don't have to like the person who was elected, and we don't have to have even voted for them. But don't we at some point want them to succeed? Don't we want them to do a good job? I mean, we live in this country. It's the greatest country in the world. Don't we want to go forward? I mean, even if you don't like the person running the place, I think you want the place to do well. You know, it's like if you work at a store or a restaurant or a factory or a call center. You may not like your boss, but I think you want him to do well so you still have your job. I don't understand why we don't root more for our leaders, even if we don't like them. Now, it's okay to criticize. I think criticism is okay. But I think criticism should be more based in policy or fact. You know, I don't like that you did this. I think that's where it should be. Not just, I don't like the person. That's where I think we've come off the tracks here in America. Now we're just, I don't like the person. I don't like them. I didn't vote for them. I don't want them in there. Okay, but let's give everybody a shot. You know, let's see how it goes. And we're only 48 hours into this presidency. I don't think anybody knows how it's going to go. So why don't we wait for something good or something bad to happen before we really lay into the person? And I would have said the same thing about Donald Trump. I would have said the same thing about President Obama. I would have said the same thing about President W. Bush. And I was on the air during all of their presidencies. So I just don't understand why. And I wrote that post again on Wednesday, that the man had not even been inaugurated yet. And people were already, I don't like him. You know, it's kind of strange in a way. Can anybody explain that to me? I get that you may not have voted for the person. I get that you may not even like the person, even though you probably don't know them. I don't think any of us have met any of these people. But even if you don't like them or you didn't vote for them, why can't we just root for them to succeed? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing great. How are you?
Fine. I've been hearing you talk about these Frappuccinos and this and that concerning the election. And I thought maybe I'd call and just give you my opinion and see what you think of it, me and you. As far as your Frappuccino at McDonald's and your wait in line this morning, I think they really at McDonald's should have a fast lane and a slow lane. And I think that would eliminate some of the problems, which you might suggest to them. And another thing, I really don't know what goes in those Frappuccinos. I know it is a coffee drink, and it would be sweet. And I'm a coffee connoisseur, but, you know, I don't go for those drinks. I just like regular coffee with cream. So the next time you go through the line, what I suggest you do is, or while you're speaking there on the speaker, ordering your food just ask them what's in that. And maybe they've got a sample for you. I don't know. And, you know, for a test. And so that's my opinion on that. Now, about the election, what people are not understanding and what I'm seeing out here today, people are teaching their children to hate. We have got so much hatred that everybody is just starting to hate. And then, you know, that's what's happening out here. If they don't, you know, any little thing that they disagree on you right away, they're ready to fight and kill. And so I just wanted to call in my opinion on that and see what your opinion is, because it is very, very upsetting.
Well, you know what's interesting? It's about the Frappuccino first, is that I would just like to know what that word means. Mm-hmm. And I would like to know, because this whole trend of having iced coffee, which I think is what it all boils down to, I don't know why that is so popular, what it is about it that tastes so good that it will back up a line in the morning at a place like McDonald's. And you're right, I think they should have a fast and slow lane. But the problem is that I think people who go through the line, if they saw it, one said fast and one said slow, I think everybody thinks they're fast.
You know? Yeah, that could be.
Yeah, and I think they would all go to the fast lane. But when it comes to, because I think the deeper question right now is what's going on with this election, because I was kind of shocked, because I thought that post that I made on Wednesday, especially showing everybody exactly what I had posted 4 years ago, which was the exact same thing about President Trump, I thought people would say, you know, I get that people did not vote for Biden. I get that certain people would probably wish that Trump was still there. I get that. That's America. You're allowed to have an opinion. Mm-hmm. I just don't get why we are immediately out of the gate. We're not criticizing policies. We're criticizing people. Mm-hmm. And we don't even know these people. I've never met Joe Biden. I've never met Donald Trump. How do I know how they are?
I don't know who they are either. The only thing I know about Donald Trump is that it's been about 2.5 years now, I wrote him a letter. I mean, I can show it to you. I kept a copy of it, kept my receipt where I paid $25 to send it to him one day express, because I didn't want, I didn't know how many days it would take to get to Washington. And so I sent it one day express, which cost $25, I believe, or it might have been $25.50, but I remember the $25, and I've still got all my receipts and a copy of that letter. I never heard one word back. And so, they got it because somebody signed it there. But I guess at the White House, it's got to go through several people, that, maybe he never did get it. I don't know. But somebody signed for it. So at least it went into someone's hands. But
yeah,
I know this family. I won't mention any names. 4 years ago, when he was, campaigning, the oldest grandchild of this person that I'm speaking about had a granddaughter about 5, and a grandson about 2, and they were teaching those children hate, teaching them, what a bad person he was, and all of this stuff. Now, to me, little children should have their own lives, their own little world, not being taught all this hatred. And that's what I'm seeing out here. And if you notice, the other day I heard it on the news, it was a 17-year-old person, a male, shot somebody out there on Sefner Avenue.
Absolutely.
And this is not going to stop, because I believe we are in a civil war. Not only, it's just everybody. I mean, not everybody 100%, of course, but I'm talking about everybody. What I'm saying is majority. And until that stops, it's just going to get very, very much worse, and it's going to be unsafe to even walk out here unless you've got some kind of a weapon on you.
Well, it's interesting. I don't know if you had heard yet, but that kid who We don't really know if he shot him or not. They suspect he did.
Oh.
And they put out a warrant for his arrest, and I believe yesterday they did. I can't remember if they picked him up or he turned himself in, but they do have him in custody now.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard that part.
Yeah, so he is in custody now. But, you know, I don't... And Sefner is not a bad neighborhood.
No.
So I don't know exactly what's driving that. I think we'll obviously find out from the police department what was the motive there. But I think we're so amped up sometimes about things that really don't affect us personally, that everybody is just so stressed and so ready to punch somebody.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely.
And I think awful things happen, and I don't know. It's just very strange to me, to be honest with you, because I cannot understand for the life of me why people get so angry over politics. I like politics. I like studying it. I like talking to politicians. I like watching it a little bit. But criticizing them, you know, that's not really something that I feel needs to be done. These talk show hosts that go on every afternoon, and everybody knows who they are, they're national talk show hosts, and spend their entire shows criticizing people, and it's all politics. I don't know how they do that. How could you get that angry every day for 3 hours to criticize people?
Well, they're getting paid. See, and people do all kinds of things for money. I mean, you know, they kill and do everything for money. And, you know, just like I'm positive, I mean, I don't know this 100%, but I've been told all this past summer, since this pandemic has been happening, and all the different things that's happening out here with the shootings and the police officers and all the law enforcement officers that's been shot and killed, people are getting paid to do this. They're getting paid to go riot. I mean, they're getting paid lots and lots of monies. I'm not talking about pennies like I have in the bank. I'm talking about millions of dollars. They said it's just unbelievable. But like I said, I personally don't know any of the people. I don't know if that's a false rumor. I don't know, but I do know one thing. It's just like when 9/11 hit. You know, they flew those airplanes right into that building. They, you know, the pilot, you know, he got killed as well. I mean, you know, but this is all being done concerning monies. And monies is, I guess, the root of all evil. And until people just want to, like I grew up, you know, on a farm. We never had to worry about food or anything. My dad farmed. My mother canned everything. And my dad hunted. You know, we always had lots of food and food to give away. But I mean, you know, people have just, they don't have anything to do now. They don't have to worry. They just sit back and collect their welfare checks and collect their Medicaid and whatever else they can get on. And they don't go out here and work. I mean, half of these businesses can't even find help.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the interesting things about this, and this is an interesting point, and I don't think it's all that political. I try to look at these things logically, and I have known people who have protested on both sides. They went to the Trump protest, and then I've also known people who went to the Black Lives Matter protest. Now, those people that I know were not paid. Now, I'm not saying, I'm not even sure how you would get paid, but, you know, I'm not saying it never happened, and I'm not saying that it couldn't happen, but I do know that people are going out on their own. Well, Glenn Coble from this station has participated in several protests, and I know he was never paid by anybody. So I don't know that that is always the case, but or even ever happening. I think sometimes rumors get started, and then they just turn into much bigger things than they need to be. But when it comes to the financial end of it, the thing financially that does bother me is that I'm not sure about
how this whole economic system is working. Because if you take a job, because I've known many people who took a job, you know, somebody's hiring and you take the job. Okay,
yeah.
Well, they start, you know, minimum wage is still in the $7 range. I can't remember if it's $7.25 or $7.50, but it's somewhere right there. And if you are making anywhere between $7.25, $7.50, and 10 hours, even if you're working 40 hours a week, you're netting, your gross is only $400 a week. And that's if you're making $10. And if you take your taxes out, you're not even bringing home $400 a week. So you take, you know, $300-something a month and multiply it by 4 weeks in a month, we're talking right around $1,200. Now, who can make their house payment, eat, put gas in their car, pay all their utility bills for $1,200 a month, and be away from their home 40 hours a week, and heaven forbid if you got a kid, how are you going to pay the babysitter? I don't know how people do that.
Well, in the first place, here's how I look at that. In the first place, they should think, before they had the child, how they're going to care for it. Because I do not believe, if you're going to have a child out here in this world, think about it, have that preparation already made before you get pregnant, or the two people gets pregnant together. So, you know, I blame that. And then they go on welfare, you know, and then they don't work because they're getting more on welfare than they would if they'd be working. So it's just like a domino effect. And I think that, you know, there should be something done out here, too, because they say once you are in poverty, your life will never, you can never pull out of it. Because once you start having those babies and you get on welfare, then you have two babies and three babies and four babies and five babies and on up the ladder. And, you know, and you just can never pull all that poverty. And you don't want to because you're collecting that welfare. Each child, you get more money.
But you know what is interesting to me? And I will even get past the baby thing here. here's something that nobody ever talks about. And I see it a lot. I mean, all you got to do is look in the newspaper and look, pretend you're looking for a house to rent. You know, utilities have stayed pretty steady. They haven't changed a whole lot over time. You know, it's your choice to go get a car payment, so I can blame that on the person to some degree. But rent, my goodness, it astronomical. It would be hard to rent a place in Marion, Ohio for under $600 a month. Now let's go back to where we're talking about if you were making $10 an hour, you would only bring home about $1,200 a month. That means at $10 an hour, if you were just a place to put a roof over your head, that's going to take half your check every month just to pay rent. Mm-hmm. Now, how are you going to eat for the other 4 weeks? You're not. And that's why people get on welfare. And you know what? I'm not saying there aren't other ways to do it. I guess you could get a second job. I guess you could do all these things. But we really got to look at that system and say, why is rent so expensive? I mean, we have got empty apartments and houses all over town.
Well, this is what, houses especially sitting vacant. Yeah, you're correct. This is what I heard. Now, you know, I don't know how true it is, and I don't know if it's still happening. But here, several months ago, I had a friend that had some handyman work done. And so somehow they got on this subject, my friend got on the subject of, rentals. And this person said, well, I have rentals available, but I'm not renting them right now because of this, what's happening with the landlords. You know, they can't evict them out and whatever. So, yeah, I just don't know what's going to happen, you know, with this rent like it is. And it's all across the United States. And, you know, when we bought our first home, we bought it on land contract for $50 a month. The porch was falling in, this was that, and that's what's happening. So we fixed the house up, and today you can go over there and look at it. It's the most beautiful house on the street, okay? And it's what it is. It's nobody has any they don't know how to do things. And I don't know. It goes back to what I said previously. People are teaching their children to hate. They're not teaching them, like the Amish do, to work and to live on their own. The Amish are living out here just beautiful. They're canning their foods. They're out there gardening. I mean, they're not doing without. They're not hearing all this garbage. But, yeah, it's very stressful. But, you know, I don't know where it's all going to end.
Well, I don't either. And I guess the final note on this whole thing is, you know, I'm not advocating for anything because I don't know that the government should have to raise the minimum wage to make people livable. But, you know, if these businesses would just do it on their own, if they would just look at the economics of it and say, okay, what does rent cost people? What does gasoline cost people? What does food cost people? Okay, what's a living wage? And they came up with that number, I bet you more people would take those jobs. And I mean, you will notice if a factory is hiring, and this is a whole nother issue, this is a whole nother can of worms, but if a factory's hiring, now normally a factory, Yachio or Honda or Whirlpool or any of those, they're not hiring in at minimum wage. Probably the least they're hiring in at is in the $13 range. Now, you can probably live on $13 an hour if you're working 40 hours a week. But the problem is, a lot of these people have went to prison. A lot of these people can't pass drug tests. A lot of these people have felonies on their record and they won't hire them. Same thing with housing. I know if you have a felony on your record in Marion, it doesn't matter how long ago the felony was. Felony could be 15 years ago. They will not rent to you. So what do you do then?
Yeah.
You got your life in order for 15 years, and they still won't let you rent a house.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what's the incentive to do better if nobody will ever help you.
Well, that's true. You got to give a person at least one break to give them a chance to go forward. But like I said, the way I'm seeing it is it's the little children, and over at the memorial back in the summer, there was little children, I mean, not little, but I mean old enough to know what they were doing, like 9 or 10, screaming out the car windows all this hatred, you know, about President Trump. And he's our president, you know, at that time, you know, currently, at that said time. But this is what I'm saying, is people, you know, are just letting their children scream out all these, and using the F word. I mean, you know, it was just unfit for the human ear.
No, people shouldn't do that about President Trump.
And there's a driver driving down the street, you know, with the children hollering out, and they're letting this happen. And what? So this, I thought maybe would tell you, you know, a little bit more. You get out into these, you know, get out and know what's happening. That's why I was there. I wanted to know what was going on, what was happening. And I overheard all this stuff. And like I said, I don't know where it's going to end until everybody starts living like people did years ago, where they've got to garden, where they've got to do something. And this welfare system should be cut out, because I think, you know, back, you know, wasn't even put into effect, I don't think, until about 1939 or something like that.
Well,
and so I just believe it should be cut out, and people should have to, you know, should have to work or start their own business or however else they can do it, you know, to make money. But like I said, that's my view on it, Scott. So I just thought I would call it in. I've almost talked the whole program.
You know what? When conversations are good and important things are being said, I appreciate it. So thank you for calling.
Well, you have a great day, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, there's an opinion, and that's what we like. We like hearing people's opinions because not everybody's opinion's the same. And much like I was talking about earlier on with this whole presidential thing right now, I think that's important. I think opinions are okay. And what the caller there was talking about was policy. I think it's okay to knock policy all day long. But I don't know why we're knocking people. I don't understand that.
I don't understand. This person is awful. Well, you know, I don't know if I agree with that. I'm going to have to see some evidence on why somebody's awful. Now, they might have made an awful choice, but I don't know that they're necessarily awful. So, that's that. And again, if the phone line's ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. And if you've got anything to say, we still have 6 minutes left in this hour, and I would love to hear your opinion on this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Would love to hear your opinion on a lot of this. It's an interesting topic because the welfare system is there. And yes, there are people on welfare, there's no doubt about it, but what would happen, I guess, if the idea was to get rid of that system, what are we going to do if people end up not being able to eat, not being able to pay their rent, not being able to put clothes on the kids to go to school? I mean, you can't unding a bell. So what is the way to fix that? I don't know. Offering somebody, and I think I was just told that the minimum wage in Ohio is $8.50. Okay, $8.50. I don't know that somebody can live on $8.50 an hour. I don't know. I'm not necessarily sure that you could for 40 hours a week. So what do you do if there's no supplemental system to help you? Not to mention, by the way, if you have a medical problem. Heaven forbid you have a medical problem. And I think that's going to be a big thing when it comes to this COVID, is some people are having long-lasting effects from the COVID. So what are those people going to do? Are they going to be able to go back to work? Are they going to be able to work 40 hours a week? The businesses that were put out of business because of this pandemic, are they going to be able to open back up and hire people? I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Crime would probably go up.
Well, yeah. I mean, and I think that one of the problems we have in the country right now is we're willing to cite the problem, but we don't have a plan to fix the problem. So, I mean, if we were to abolish welfare, what would we do for the people who really can't afford food and really can't afford rent?
Well, I'm not sure. I was really careful not to try to suggest a solution because I don't have one. I was just thinking of if they did try to do away with welfare, what would happen? And the only thing that kept popping up in my brain was crime would go up because people won't see their kids go without. I'll guarantee you that.
You know, one time, and I don't know if I've ever told this story on the air, but one time I was in a grocery store, and a lady came in, and she was going out the door, and security ran up, and they stopped her, and they grabbed a hold of her, and they were kind of pushing her back to the office area. So, I mean, I had seen that before. I knew that she probably had stolen something. And so the police come in, and they're, I really don't know what happened in the office because I wasn't privy to that. But when it all ended, do you know what this woman was trying to steal?
It's hard to tell because do you remember before Rite Aid how there was food down there?
Right.
Well, I used to be a cashier there. I worked the closing shift. So a lot of times it was just like me and the store manager. And I've seen people say everything from hot dogs to vodka to aspirin. So well, I couldn't even begin to imagine.
And you're right. If you're stealing alcohol or something like that, I there's really no pity on my behalf. But you know what this woman was trying to steal? Lice.
I can tell it's going to be something that's going to tug at our heartstrings.
Well, lice shampoo.
Oh.
Lice shampoo. Now,
and that stuff is expensive.
Well, it is expensive, but you know, you don't steal that unless you got a problem. You're not going to go sell that on the black market.
Right.
And lice shampoo is under $10. So.
Is it? Because that NYX, I think that's like way more than that.
Well, the thing about it to me was that, you know, she did not feel comfortable enough to go to the store to say, listen, I've got no money. Would you be able to give...
What store is going to...
Well, that's why I say, would they do it?
No.
I don't know if they would or not. And, you know, But I remember, I'll never forget, a lady was there that night, a cashier, and I remember when she became aware of what was stolen, she said, you know, if she just would have said to me she didn't have the money, I would have bought it for her.
Oh, that just about makes you want to bawl.
Well, it's just, it comes back to that old story from years ago. Do you want to arrest the woman who's stealing formula for her child?
No.
You know, I don't know.
That's
some people
like,
do.
I don't think I could ever, I know there's two jobs I could never do. I could never be a lunch lady because no kid would ever go hungry because they lost their money or forgot their money or, you know how kids are. And I could never work in the Humane Society or a dog pounder because no dogs would ever get put to sleep. I would just have to have a farm for all the unwanted animals.
You know, before we go to break, this is a totally off topic, but when you said Humane Society, and I don't know this to be true, but I've been told both ways. When you take a cat to the Humane Society, do they put it down? Because,
I'm not sure.
Well, you know, I'm just thinking, we have so many cats in Marion, how could they possibly store them all?
Yeah, I have no clue. That would be a good question for them. I'm not sure.
Well, you know, we're coming up on if anybody knows the answer to this, we're coming back in 15 minutes. Let me know, and we'll continue this discussion, and then we'll start Family Feud at 10 o'clock this morning. But,
oh, I can't wait.
Get ready. Get those dialing fingers ready. Thanks for calling.
If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
There you go. We'll be back in exactly 15 minutes.
I'm a publicity so I drop my pants at the slightest provocation. I shouldn't. I should have.